Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Have you remembered to call your mom? Maybe you found yourself on the phone with her more than usual lately, but with Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, it is an opportune time for a reminder. But the phrase, call your mother, is more than just an evergreen piece of advice. It's also the title of a new documentary premiering this Sunday on Comedy Central, which explores the relationships between comedians and their moms. It is funny, obviously, but also sometimes poignant. In the film, we hear from Roy Woods Jr., Kristen Schaal, David Spade, Fortune Feimster. Here's David Spade's mom, who is always supportive, but not so sure about a certain joke he's trying out.
American Airlines apologized after it forced a passenger to change his Hail Satan shirt. Later he died, went to hell, and then found himself back on an American middle seat. A stripper decapitated her boyfriend's Star Wars-obsessed son after having sex with him. For an obsessed Star Wars fan, that's still a win.
You don't have to get that bad. You
no,
know what
tonight
I mean?
Is a little rough, but we'll see.
You can tell.
I know. The whole show is a little rougher than
usual. But they're all good. It just, some are just make me cringe.
The film's executive producer is Caroline Hirsch, who, of course, is more than familiar with these folks as the founder of the iconic comedy club Caroline's on Broadway. She's also the founder of the New York Comedy Festival and an executive producer on Call Your Mother. Caroline, welcome back to All of It.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Doing great. So when did the idea for this documentary about comedians and their moms surface?
Oh, this is about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was working on this project. A Basil Hero came to me, also a journalist, and had this idea about doing a dark documentary about comedians and their mothers. And I go, you know, Basil, I don't know if that'll work, but let's do it the lighthearted way. Let's do it because mothers really have influenced comedians, but let's do it in more of an uplifting way. So we went about doing that. And then I met Loki Films. I met Rachel Grady and Heidi Ewing at a lunch to discuss another project, and that didn't work out. They were not interested in doing this other project, but they said, we want to work with you. Do you have any other ideas? And I said, well, yeah, what about What a Mother? It was named What a Mother before, and now we're calling it Call Your Mother. And as you can see, as you watch the documentary, you'll know exactly why it's called that. And they were able to take this and develop it, and it's been a two-year project making this. And Comedy Central gave the go and bought it early on.
What did you hope the film would show?
I think it shows exactly how comedians were influenced by their mother. I mean, you could take Judy Gold, who had a whole routine about her mother and a whole show about her mother, and Bridget Everett, Kristen Schaal, Fortune Feimster. I mean, these are highlighted, Roy Woods Jr. As we followed these comedians around the country to go back to their hometowns with their moms. And it shows where it comes from. A lot of comedy is environmental, and a lot of it's generic. And you could see how how the comedians have grown up. I mean, it shows you exactly where they get the material and their craft. The mothers really help them along with all of that.
Now, the movie is sort of bookended by Louis Anderson. What's special about his relationship with his mother?
Well, that came also about, you know, Louis had worked at my club, and Louis was there and gave us a book. This is his last book that he wrote. And on the cover is Louis, you know, looking like his mom. And I said, oh, what a great idea. And he said, we have to talk to Louis about the movie. And we did. And then Louis played his mom on a TV show mm-hmm. called Baskets. He plays a mom, which, you know, he designed the role after his mom. He plays Zach Galifianakis' mother on the show. And he won a Golden Globe for his performance on that show.
Well, let's listen to a clip.
And you can see exactly, as you watch the film, you can see exactly how Louis' mom had a big, big influence on his comedy.
Well, let's listen to a clip of Louis describing this relationship in his own words. This is from Call Your Mother.
Orizella Anderson was my mom's full name. She was very funny. Those 18 years at home with her developed who I am. all you have is what's inside you. For me, that was my mom. A comedian's like a pot of good soup that boils on the stove and all the ingredients. And mine was taken off just at the right moment where it was perfect in my mind. And that's how my comedy is created. And that's where I come from.
We're talking about the documentary called Your Mother. My guest is Caroline Hirsch. So, Caroline, I'm curious, you know, Louis is an older comedian. You have all different generations of comic in this documentary. Did you notice, is there any difference, generational difference, in how comics and their moms interact or how much they include them in their shows?
You know, it's funny. You can go from the Louis Anderson, who I've known since I've been in business, and that's about 38 years. I've known Louis for a long time, as opposed to Joe Coy, as he, mm-hmm. how he deals with his mom. And, you know, his mom is like almost the star. Joe Coy's mom is almost the star of his show. You know, if you've ever seen Joe live, it's unbelievable. People wait for him to imitate his mother during the show. I think that a lot of them, well, you know, a lot of them are inclusive. I don't think it has anything to do with the generation, so mm-hmm. I just think it's just organically how it comes out. You can see how in this program that, you know, Heidi and Rachel, the directors, how they show these layers and unfold the layers of what's behind these comedians.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Sometimes when the comics are just trying to make a joke, there's a silence, and then the directors are like, "No, really, what's the answer?" And I thought that was really a good technique because it didn't let the comedian off the hook. It was like, you know, we're going to go a little bit deeper on this. You know, I want to play a clip. Actually, we're going to go to clip three, Matt. I told you we're going to clip four, but let's do clip three because I thought it was interesting. Roy Woods Jr., because he is mm-hmm. part of his story is that his mom was not so sure about this whole comedy thing, and she just wanted to make sure he got his degree, and she was super focused on education with him. And we see a little bit of them backstage together. So let's take a listen to Roy Woods Jr.
I'm sorry about that joke.
This one is just not true. Is it true?
Yeah, it's true. I'm not going to put you in a hole.
Oh, okay.
Why would I put you in a hole?
Thanks. I was beginning to sweat it.
Oh, you free babysitting.
Free babysitting?
Yeah. Free babysitting.
Their back and forth is so funny in this mm-hmm. documentary. You really get a sense of how much they care about each other, but she really was concerned for him and his future, wasn't she?
Oh, listen, I don't think any parent and Roy's mom was, you know, was certainly worried he wanted to get his degree, but I don't think any parent is goes with open arms, "Oh, you know what, Mom? I just finished college now, but now I want to be a stand-up comedian." Really? I mean, maybe now because of the success of stand-up comedy, you know, but it's such a hard place to get to. It's really not for everyone. But you can see how he took his mom shopping for her approval. A lot also has to do about the comedy is getting the approval of their mom as what comes out in this movie also.
We hear Siaqua Fina describing her relationship with her grandmother because she grew up without a mom. We hear some of the comics talk about coming from unhappy homes. But as you mentioned, Joe Coy, his mom is a really big part of his act. It's exactly how he puts it. Let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm. My mom is part of my act. I talk about her nonstop. Like, it's all I know about is my mom. So yeah, when I started doing stand-up, the first, I'd have to say 13 years, I was scared to talk about my mom. Like, I didn't want to. I knew that there was funny stories to be told, but I didn't know how to do it on stage. So it took me a while, man. I was really scared to talk about my mom, but once it started, it was over with.
Caroline, you've seen so many comedians over the course of your career. What is it about that relationship between a child and a mom that lends itself to comedy?
Well, I think it's always wanting to, like I told you before, the approval. You know, a lot of this comes out of it. We've read stories about Stephen Colbert as a child. After there was a terrible accident mm-hmm. where his father and brother were killed in a car accident, he tried to be funny to cheer up his mom, wanting that approval. Jim Carrey did the same thing. Mom was sick all the time when he was younger. He tried to make his mom laugh all the time, and his comedy came out of that. You know, when you go down deep about it, it's about the approval. I mean, we all try to get the approval from our parents. And here it clearly comes out in the movie. In lots of cases.
The name of the movie is Call Your Mother. It's premiering Sunday at 10 on Comedy Central. Caroline Hirsch, thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait till you can open up again.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thank you. Thanks, Allison.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.